the Ingham County Register of Deeds. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
I know that you have been very concerned with homeowners and helping homeowners as there is a push for a major overhaul on the foreclosure system, and today you're going to try and do something about that.
Yep. Jim Ananek, State Representative of Genesee County, and I are, he's put forward a bill, and I'm supporting it, a change to the foreclosure system. It would be eliminating foreclosure by advertisement in Michigan. In Michigan, we have one of the easiest states to foreclose on a citizen. We need to change that. It's obvious that Michigan citizens are being taken advantage of through this process.
Tell us about what it should be and what it is. There are states around the country where citizens are given much more an opportunity, much more time to get help with foreclosures. In Michigan, it's not. What are the differences?
In Michigan, we have a system that basically they post your name in the newspaper twice, they post something on your door, and then they're able to foreclose. To me, there's very little due process in that system. It's really a relic of an old time when you had a community bank and you trusted that bank, and the only reason they would ever foreclose is if there was a bad actor involved and if they couldn't work with that citizen. What we have now is obviously not that situation. I mean, anybody who's picked up a newspaper and read the articles about the fraudulent signatures that have been used in foreclosures, the MERS situation, people are illegally being kicked out of their homes. So foreclosure by advertisement doesn't work. Beyond that, we post these people's names in a newspaper, and they become subject of scammers. So all these organizations have a list of people. These are the people in desperate trouble. Go get them. So we can't do that any longer. We need to change. And what we're saying is, let's go to judicial foreclosure. In judicial foreclosure, an elected official, a judge, actually reviews the documents in a foreclosure. They make sure that the foreclosure is fair. They make sure that the foreclosure is legal. We can no longer just assume the banks are going to do the right thing. It's obvious that anybody looking at the system today would say they haven't been doing the right thing. So we need to change these laws.
Who's going to incur these expenses and pay for this?
I think the reality is that we would be saving money by doing this. Sure, there'll be some cost to the system, but look at what foreclosure has done to our tax base. In Ingham County, in the last 2 years, our tax base has dropped by 9%. The taxable value of the county has dropped by over a billion dollars. We can't keep allowing that to happen. I think this actually will help save our economy. And the reason it will is because when banks are forced to actually do these things correctly, anecdotally speaking, in other states that have real judicial foreclosure, they actually work with citizens. They actually try to get modifications. They don't try to kick people out of their homes quickly. We need something to stop all these foreclosures from happening, and judicial foreclosure will help do that.
So today at 11 o'clock at a foreclosed property at 400 South Fairview Street, which is the southwest corner of Kalamazoo and Fairview in Lansing, you and a gentleman by the name of Bill Donahue, a Michigan citizen who was wrongfully foreclosed on, will be at this property along with Representative Jim Ananich. Why are you doing this?
Bill's story is very important. Bill got a modification through his bank, made every payment of that modification, and still he was foreclosed on. And the only way it was stopped was when he called my office and we got a hold of the bank. And even then, it was only stopped the day of his eviction. His credit has been ruined. He had to pay for his own attorney. He had the family stress of going through foreclosure, and he did nothing wrong. And if that can happen in Michigan, if we can have a citizen who does everything by the book and still get hurt by the banks, it shows that we need to change something. And the reason I'm doing it is that there are a lot of stories like this. in my office, we've heard so many different horror stories, and we need to do something to help these people. Because what's happening in Michigan is wrong.
You know what's interesting, too, Curtis, with the public mode, the way people are exposed, it's got to be humiliating.
Absolutely. It's embarrassing to people. People get in a little bit of trouble. Their name is in the paper. There are obviously people that look at those papers for gossip reasons as well. It's a humiliating process altogether. And in all honesty, we're better than that. I mean, we need to change our laws.
All right, this press conference is today, 11 o'clock, at 400 South Fairview, southwest corner of Kalamazoo and Fairview. Curtis Hertel will be there, as we mentioned, Bill Donahue, the Michigan citizen, as well as Jim Ananich, the state representative from Flint. And I know that not only are you looking to get these laws changed, Curtis, but anyone else who may need help can come out today, and I know you'll do what you can.
Absolutely. We have attorneys hired in Ingham County to help citizens that are going through foreclosure that have been illegally foreclosed. We have counselors available to people. My office number is 676-7250, or come down to the event. And we want to help you. We want people to stay in their home. It's essential to our local economy that we keep people in their home.
Curtis Hertel, Jr. is the Ingham County Register of Deeds. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Tony.